MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Rune Jakumic, quantitative analyst at Prescient Investment Management. Rune, appreciate the early morning time. We had a June CPI at 5.1. We've got July data coming out 10 a.m. this morning. What's the expectation for this inflation print? Are we looking for a further improvement and perhaps even going sub 5% on CPI?
Good morning, Simon, and morning to the listeners. Yes, there is some good news, at least if we consider the surveys. The economists expect a 4.8% print. So, yeah, bring the champagne. And that's, let's just to phrase this in a bit of a bigger picture. Remember, we're coming from 8%, in 2022. And we're heading, hopefully, and this has been the job of the Reserve Bank, towards the 4.5% target.
Yeah, because, I mean, 4.8 puts us firmly in the band. But as you say, the governor never mentions the band. He always mentions the 4.5%. We are now, if we get that 4.8, we're in touching distance. Does this pretty much mean that a September MPC rate cut is pretty much a lock-in?
That is the question. Although we have found, and again, just taking a bit of a step back in the bigger picture, we are... or let's say the Reserve Bank, according to their mandate and their process documents, they are supposed to look through the, let's say, the exogenous factors, right, that they don't have control over anyway. And if we think about the past 2 years and the hectic, hiking cycle we've all experienced, especially those with debt, mortgages and car loans and the like, we are quite aware that, you know, that's been quite an intensive hiking of the interest rate during a time when the economy certainly was not firing on all cylinders as it was in places like the US, etc. So what the SARB has been beholden to in a large extent is to try and accommodate for especially the external factor relating to the currency. Right. So let me just phrase this in a bigger context. When investors, global investors, look at where to invest their capital, they need to consider the alternatives. Now, if we have an interest rate in the United States of a 5% and a 6% risk free, right? This is the government lending you money at that rate. There's less appetite to come to South Africa for, you know, rates that are or investment returns, prospective returns at least, that are not as attractive.
Yeah.
So this then leads to the danger of money fleeing out of the country to alternative investment sources. So that's a bit of a long-winded way of saying we as the Reserve Bank then had to keep pace with whatever the Federal Reserve Bank in America or the central bank there was doing with their interest rates, just to try and protect our currency and keep our investment option as a good alternative. So all that to say, we are still kind of watching the Federal Reserve in that extent. And to be even more specific, the day of our Reserve Bank's MPC meeting, where this decision will be made about whether we're cutting or not, is the very day after that of the Fed. So anyway, that's actually what I think we'll be watching. But in terms of the internal factors, so that was the exogenous factor, right? The currency, etc. But the internal factors all point towards it's time to start cutting our rates.
And that then starts the cycle. And prepping for this interview, it got me thinking, is there at this stage, or is it going to happen late in the cutting cycle, where as the rate cuts come, of course, we as consumers with debt get a little more money in our pocket. That has risks to inflation. But my sense is that South African consumers probably under too much pressure to really threaten an uptick in inflation.
Yes, and that's exactly, it's useful at this point to just sort of reiterate the mandate of the Reserve Bank, which as we know is enshrined in our constitution as to protect the currency, but there's this dual mandate where it says you need the Reserve Bank is tasked with providing price stability in favor of balanced and sustainable growth. So there's definitely this growth impetus, but just from that phrase, it's clear that the price stability is their main concern, as it serves better economic growth. If we think about the way that businesses can better plan if inflation is stable, as opposed to the uncertainty that arises from runaway inflation. And we know in our country, the poor get affected by inflation the most, because that the basic goods that we are in that CPI basket are the greatest part of their expenses, etc. So yes, this is a tightrope. This is And this is exactly what the quarterly projection model, the QPM, is tasked with trying to balance and to make sure that those gaps are addressed. In terms, if I'm saying gaps, there's those four elements. Mm-hmm. So it's the currency, which I spoke about earlier, which if the currency is too hot or too cold, the QPM or, and the Reserve Bank are tasked with closing that gap. Second one is the economy. So it asks, what is the potential growth rate of our economy? And are we hot, too hot or too cold? And then it's the interest rate. So we're comparing it with sort of the natural or neutral, we should say, interest rate. Are we above or below that? And then lastly, is it the actual inflation rate, which, as we know, is targeted to be at 4.5%, but there's even further discussions around should our economy actually have a bit of a lower inflation rate and that type of thing. So yeah, that's what goes into these big statistical models, and yes, that is what will inform their decision.
Yeah, that debate on, you know, is 4.5 the right number? Another whole story, but we'll leave that there. Runya Kamakis, he's a quantitative analyst, Prescient Investment Management. Appreciate the early morning. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.